Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Marcus Dupree, and we're going to get ready to get into the Word of God for tonight. continue in part two of our our message on last week. And last week we talked about it's your season and time to arise. And we're going to get into that message a bit more tonight. So, Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, as we give you praise, give you honor, Lord, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your presence, your power right now, Lord God, and we thank you as we surrender to you. Holy Spirit, do what you desire to do right now, Lord God. Minister your word to us. Let our hearts be open to receive tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for being our shield, our sitting great reward. Everything that we need is in you, Lord God, and we thank you as we truly lean and trust in you, Lord God. We thank you for just your hand being upon us, oh God, in Jesus' name. Do a great work within us, oh God. Build us, strengthen us in Jesus' name. Let the word of truth come forth with revelation, knowledge, and even as the word go forth to bring impact into our lives. Let us touch those who will take a hear, who will give ear to hear what the word is saying to the church. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for clarity, understanding, revelation of knowledge and truth to come forth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for even greater encouragement for those who need encouragement. Build them, strengthen them in Jesus' name, Lord God. Those who are lacking knowledge and truth in whatever areas, Lord God, thank you for revealing those truths in Jesus' name. Empower us, Lord God, that we should go forth in power in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Endow us, Lord God, with your presence, Lord God, that we should never be away from your presence, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you right now for change happening, even as we speak now, as we embrace the change, as we embrace this moment, Lord God. Thank you for the manifestation that's going to come forth mightily in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch us with your word tonight. Speak to us, Lord God, as we trust, lean, and depend on you, Lord God. Thank you that there's no one greater than you, Lord God. So no matter what we face with in life, Lord God, we know that with you we have the victory, and we also have the promises. The promises of God are yea, amen. And we thank you for your promises, Lord God, being fulfilled in our lives. So thank you as we go forth tonight in your word. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us truly understand this is our time. It's our season, Lord God. It's time to arise, and we thank you for your word tonight, for causing us to arise and take our place in victory, Lord God, in our standing, Lord God. Let us hold down, Lord God, the fort in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you for the provision of your word, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for a manifestation of your presence, Lord God, like never before. Thank you, Lord God, as you do your will. Let thy will be done. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise, all honor, and the glory. Amen, amen. Excuse me. Once again, it's your season and your in time to arise. This is to encourage you, to build you, to strengthen you for those who have been overlooked, you've been forgotten, you've been pushed aside and just written off before you even began. Never even given a chance to succeed or be successful in life or to do what you know is in your heart to do. And just truly understand that you're not in competition with no one. You are truly, if anything, if you're in competition, it'll be with yourself. I often tell people that I'm in a competition with no one, but I'm in a competition with myself because I challenge myself to be all God has called me to be. And, you know, so when I stand up and meet those challenges, the person who I see in the mirror, that's the one who I have to overcome and beat. Because, see, you know, we say it, but sometimes we got to realize we can be our own worst enemy. It's not even the devil. The devil don't even have what it takes to take you out or just triumph over you or win. But we can do it to ourselves. We can sabotage our own future. We can sabotage our own moment. We can do that. If we're not thinking in the right place or doing the right thing, we can set ourselves up for fail. And, you know, so many has happened to, but we have to wake up and realize that a lot of moments and things that we could have, we're not having because of our choices and because of what we choose to believe, what we choose to let be so truth in our lives. Come back to the scripture. Amen. We're talking about 1 Samuel 17. And then as we're going forth in that chapter, we see David is about to face Goliath, and we see where the enemy has tried some different tactics along the way to discourage David. And many of us, many of you, you know, along the way on your journey, the enemy has tried to discourage you. He tried to call you a nobody. He tried to talk, say you're just like your father. And you're just like your father, you won't do anything. And you're just like your mother, you know. She's never satisfied, you know. So, you know, just all these different attacks and word curses and just all kinds of stuff coming at you from different ways. And if you're not careful and if you don't guard your heart right, you can be a victim of it. It's not a hard thing at all. But the fact of the matter is we have to line up with the word, with God's word, and allow his word to be final. Allow his word to be the final authority in our lives. When it comes down to it, would I rather believe what you may say, or do I believe what God says about me? So we have to understand that we cannot. Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So as we listen to God's word, as we receive God's word, as we put that word into action, amen, we have to understand who is putting it, whose name is at stake. It's his name. He is the one who's causing the greater things to happen forth inside of us and to come forth in Jesus' name. So we have to line up with his word, his way, his desire for us, and come into divine alignment so we can experience what God wants us to experience. Some of us have not experienced the fullness of God in some different areas because of our disobedience, because we choose not to, because we choose to be moved by what people's status quo may be and not just trusting God. You know, it's hard sometimes when you see those who are among you or are with you, they're looking like they're coming up financially, they're now in a position to be blessed, and here you are maybe still struggling. You may be, just trying just to keep things going, and it feels so overwhelming sometimes, but we have to remember that this process that we're going through is always going to get us to somewhere. We got to go through in order to get to somewhere. See, don't be discouraged just because you're going through your wilderness time now or your hard place and you have to face your pharaohs in your life and Goliaths. Don't lose heart, because all this is necessary in order for you to get to that place in God that he wants you to be. There's a reason for the lion. There's a reason for the bear. There's a reason for Goliath. There's a reason why you have to go down this pathway. The pathway was never given or sent to you to destroy you. Amen. The pathway was the roadway or voyage of the process that God is taking you through to get you to where he wants you to be in him. Amen. When we go through this process, there may be different things that may be happening along the way. You may get crushed. You may get broken. You may get knocked off the point. You may even some not so nice things be said to you. You may say some not so nice things. Or it could be various different situations that this could end up being or turn out to be. But we must understand and know that God has not forgotten you. Just because you're going through right now, it doesn't mean that God has turned his back. Just because you're feeling the heat right now, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. Just because you happen to be accountable, that doesn't mean that God doesn't care. Hallelujah. He does care. He wants only his best for you. But at the same time, we have to be able to endure. Hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We have to be able to bend, not break. We have to be able to stand, not fall. We have to understand that it's going to be the greater that's going to come forth out of us. We have to be willing to make the stand. We have to be willing to do what all it takes for us to be successful in God. So even as we're coming back to the text, as we see David further down, verse 32 says, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight and with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. See, do not be careful. Do not disqualify yourself from anything that God has brought you before you even get started. Sometimes it's not God, it's bottom line, it's not God. So how is it that God has set you up to bless you, but somehow, some way, we let the enemy creep in, and he now blocks it or causes it to come to ruin? See, we have to understand how valuable we are to God, and God has taken his time to make us, shape us, mold us into the men and women of God he's called us to be. When we come to him as raw material, God said, God knows his final, it's like this. God has a lump of clay in his hand, one hand, the left hand. Then in his other hand, that's free, there's a picture of you, the final product. There's a distance between one hand and the other hand. In the one hand, you have the clay on the left hand. And on the other one, on A, we see where the other hand has the blessing, of course, all the different things that, you know, everything that God would want to do is right there. Sometimes, in order for us to get from that first place, that may be your B step, that may be your A step, whichever step you call it to be, in order to get to the next place, let me take it a little bit deeper. To your next place in God is going to go deeper, wider, even further than before. Because God is making divine connections for a reason. And because of these connections will come protection, provision, growth, and care. You know, this is going to happen. But we got to truly understand that God has not brought us together to fail. God has assembled us together to win, to be empowered and win. So glory to God. So as we understand that as God is taking you through this process, it's hard on the flesh because you feel doing this, doing that, feeling calling this, calling that. But we got to understand the process is never comfortable. It's never comfortable, but it's necessary. Even though we may be comforted or comfortable, but the process is necessary. Some of our makeups would not be strong if it was not for those trials and tribulations, those things that we went through. We have to go through it in order for us to get to it. So even as we're going forth, amen, standing here, then we go down a little further, we see where David is trying on Saul's armor. We may mention that last week. Stop trying to walk in other people's shoes, or be what they want you to be. You have to understand that you are the one. You are the one that God has chosen to do this task. You are the one that he's going to use. He's already used up to this point. Sometimes it's going to take a separation in order for some greater manifestation to come. So as we continue to go forward, ask yourself, Lord, what it is that you want me to do? Some of you had needed to ask that question a long time ago. And some of you have gotten some answers, but it's not like it's not enough. It's more to it than what it is. And it probably is. See, we have to understand in order for us to become who God wants us to be, we must be willing to change. We must be willing to adapt. We must be willing to be teachable. As God is breaking you, taking you, making you into that person he's called you to be, and set you in a place with him that you are secure. So as we come back to the Word of God, we must go to verse 39. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proven them. And David put them off. Sometimes we try to do things in someone else's armor. Sometimes we try to do things, I don't know, following someone else or following suit another way. But we have to be willing and obedient to understand that God has uniquely made each and every one of us. You could be identical twins according to the flesh, but still you are one in his stead, in his place, or one before him. Amen. So as we understand who we are and made up of in him, we can understand where our natural life has to come up and line up with that as well. As we see here, God is trying to show us through David that it didn't matter about Goliath's credentials. It didn't matter that he was a man of war from his youth. It didn't matter that he was trained to kill. It did not matter that these people had been traveling all these years and now ready to go across. he knew what was going on. He knew the time. But also, too, he knew that the time had to be right in order to go over there. Because sometimes, depending on what's going on, you know, we have to just trust the Lord and do something a little different. Amen. But, you know, when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. God has not forgotten you, nor will he forget. We have to be willing to submit to the authority of God and follow through as he's given us understanding or whatever it is that we need. We got to understand God has us in place. He has us strategically planted throughout the earth. He knows exactly what he's doing. The Lord has not forgotten you. Some of you are feeling right now the Lord has forgotten you, like nothing's working out right, and you just feel like everything's going backwards. It makes no sense. But God, you know, we have to understand that God sees us more than we realize. It takes a trust to trust God. Thing and then some. You have to be willing and obedient to eat the good of the land. So be encouraged as we continue to go forward into the Word tonight. Understand that God wants you to be ready. He wants you to be mentally in place and even fired up in your soul to take on that opportunity. So verse 4 says, he took his staff in his hand. He chose him five smooth stones of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had. And in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. So understand, David is already with a competition has survived, has probably survived him, or tried to have his own agenda. The bottom line is, God already had a plan. He already knew what he was going to put in motion before you said yes. He knew what he was going to be called to do before anyone else could say no. He was determined to win. So because of David's determination to win, and he realized this thing is crazy. It cannot outrun me. So he began to dig deep within himself. You know, I mean, when you talk as far as the overall picture of what Goliath is representing, Goliath represents those challenges in our life, those part of ourselves or situations that we're facing that we don't want to deal with, that we see it looks massive, it looks big, it's been a burden for a long time. It is calling your name, it's challenging you to a duel, it's challenging you to come and get me, it's challenging you to do something about me. I'm going to stay right here like he did with the children of the soldiers of Israel. He told them, you know, every day for 40 days, he came out taunting them, talking trash to them, calling them out their mama. You know, all kind of stuff that, you know, people would normally would get fired up and go after. But for some reason, here we see that the enemy is begging on you doing nothing. He never wants you to do anything. He never wants you to do this or do that. He always looks for a reason to ground you, to cause you to not succeed in life, or his desire, I should say, is to do that. But the enemy will try you all kinds of ways that he thinks he's open. He's going to try you. He's going to try to break you down. He's going to try to come after your family. He's going to try to do a whole bunch of things. But this is the time not to give up. This is the time not to give in to what the enemy wants you to do. This is not the time to throw in the towel, pick it up, wipe your sweat, get back in the ring. It's time now. It's your season and your time to rise. David was no longer looking at Goliath as like, oh, wow. You know, no. He said he's an uncircumcised Philistine that he has to take out. Why? Because he cursed our God. You know, we have to understand when God is for, God before us, it's certainly God more than against us. I don't care how it may look, how it may sound, but we have to trust God, to really trust God. We can't hold back on God and think that we're going to win like that. So be encouraged and know that no matter how massive, no matter how big, no matter how time-consuming Goliath would look like to be, We have to remember that God is greater than any challenge that we can ever face. Yes. And I just want you to definitely know and understand that God loves you just that much. He loves you just that much. So as we be encouraged at this point here, I want to go down a little further. So he get in the smooth stone and everything, and so he went, and verse 42 says, and when the Philistine looked about, he saw David. He disdained him, for he was about, he was but a youth, really, and a fair complete continence. So anyway, we see here where the enemy begins to try and call you out. He tries to lure you out of the will of God. He tries to get your attention to the things that he wants you to deal with. Verse 43, and the Philistines said to David, as I am a dog, that thou comest near to me, or near to me, I mean, come to me with staffs, and the Philistines cursed God, cursed David by his gods. So he's beginning to be sarcastic. Oh, you send me a little boy to come fight me? What? And he started laughing. He thought it was so funny. Many times, people who we think they're on our side, they're sitting back laughing at you. Then there's some people who you sit back and gives you the strength and even shines at a certain time's notice that lets you know something is about to happen. Hallelujah. So we cannot lose heart and quit just because we come through a thick patch where it's hard and heavy. But we have to keep pressing our way through. All right, moving on. And verse 45 says, and David said to Philistine, thou comest to me with the sword and the spear and with the shield. But I come in the name of the Lord, the host, the God of the armies of Israel, who thou hast defiled. So he is now addressing Goliath. Look at your neighbor to say, neighbor, it's time to address Goliath. It's time to address him where you want him. We got to understand that the enemy is trying to sit back and confuse and discourage all these different things he's trying to do. But we cannot lose heart. We can't even let the enemy have a field day with that. We must line up according to the word of God, and we must be ready to fight back. Amen. So here it is. We see where he talked trash to David and said all kinds of stuff. Verse 46 says, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hands. See, listen, sometimes we have to stop prophesying to our situation. Prophesying to the gift of the God that's in us and by our bodies. We must be blessed and even encouraged to know that God sent people who he didn't even, that we don't even know. Amen. God already knows. But he designed this thing by his father, his makeup, and what he desired to see happen. So we must understand and know that if everything is not to be accomplished, now, there's a timing for everything. Everything will make its way through. So as we continue to go further, look at verse 47. And this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. The enemy think that he has you. And if you think he has you on the lowest point, middle point, parts of your life. And to mention that to someone last week, how so right now is probably one of my lowest I've gone through in some days in the night in 20 years almost. Say amen. So keeping that in mind, I have to do some things differently. Amen. So as we continue to go forth, we want you to embrace the change. And allow for everything to come back to you. So we're going to move on. The 50. Let's go to 50. 52. And the men of Israel and Judah rose, shouted, and pursued the Philistines until thou. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, look at verse 51. Excuse me. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took out his sword. I'm sorry, I skipped a major part. Let's go back to 48. I do apologize for that. Okay, 48. And it came to pass, and when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, David hasted, and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Amen. And put his hand in his bag, took thence a smooth stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his head, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Now, so here it is time to engage in battle. It's time to go forth, and David runs up. They put his habit and sling in his hand, and he pulled out a smooth stone and slung it, caught Goliath in front of the head to the sunk. And he fell on his face, died. Just like that, before it even began, it was already over. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, before this thing even began, it's already over. It's already over. God, what God has planned for you is so much greater than what you've been told. It's so much greater than what you may think. It's so much greater than what people even see. Can't even address the God that's inside of you, or that your place in God inside of you. They have a hard time trying to figure it out. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. So because of that, I can't quit. I can't hold back. I can't allow the enemy to do what he desires to do, because God has positioned me for greatness. He's positioned me to win. Glory to God. I'm more inspired today to live and not die. I'm encouraged, I'm empowered to go forth into the greater. So praise God. Amen. So as we come on down, let's move on down here. 52. And the men of Judah and Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they come to the valley and the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way in Sherem, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their nets. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem. But he put his armor in his tent. So David gave him like a little thing with the respect, but at the same time, he holding on to the head for the victory. He had chopped the head off in his head off sometime. And David took the head of Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem. But he put his armor in his tent. Okay, verse 55. When Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the captain of hosts, Abner, whose son is this youth? Abner said, "As the soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell." And the king said, "Inquire thou whose son is the stripling is. As David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul, and with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son art thou, thou young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of thy servant Jesse the Bethlehemite." So here it is that we see the question comes forth to David. Whose son are you? Now, when it comes to who you are in God, you got to be ready to speak up and speak out. sometimes people may take, you know, you being a little shy of the gun, say anything, they may take it as weakness, but the bottom line is that still doesn't give them a vantage place over you. They still have to learn who you are and see who you are as well. But the thing is, you're freely able to get what you need, but God has all sufficiency in every area. So what areas we may lack in, God will call things to excel in. It's God. We're not fighting this battle alone. The Lord is with us. And we cannot let the bigness or the vastness of a situation cause us to put our God inside of us. So I challenge you, and I want you to understand that tonight we have to finish with God. We have to finish on what God has started. We have to continue in Him and in His ways and embrace His place, the place in Him, to where now we can see the hand of God moving effectively in this world. We have to come up now and come out. Come up in our walk with God, in our stance with God, and come out. Now let's deal with God, or let God deal with us. Hallelujah. So as we continue before, just keep it in mind that your season to rise. Sometimes you have to address your Goliath. Sometimes you have to speak to your Goliath. Sometimes you have to let him know, I'm not afraid of you, Goliath. Sometimes you have to face this thing up just in this particular time, right then and right there. You may not have time to schedule a fight, but you may have to go right then and there and finish what got started. So as we continue it, amen, so we see this, and so now we got to answer, you know, this is, we want to open the floor, but this is where we have to understand who we are. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I think it is, verse 10 through 12, talks about, let's go there real quick. Okay, so Corinthians chapter 10. Okay, so here we see first part of dealing with the weapons of warfare, you know, not caught up with my three God pulling down strongholds. Okay, now let's look at 10. Okay, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves with the number or compare ourselves with those that commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. We touched on this last week, but just remember, you cannot compare yourself to another. Do not compare yourself to another. You've been uniquely made by God. You're still in the process of being made, and this is not the time to become a cheap imitation of who God wants you to be. It's not time. Amen. You know, we have to hold on and understand that God and His promises are yea and amen. We have to hold fast, hold tight, because God is awesome. He wants us to be blessed over and above. But we have to trust Him. We can't keep trying to do it by ourselves. Amen. He wants to use us mightily to do some great things. But He needs our cooperation. So I want to encourage you tonight. Well, I wanted to give a challenge to you. Anyone who would like to take part of this, just call. The floor is now open, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. You may have a question. You may have a comment. You may need prayer. Whatever it is, amen, we want to make sure that we give you and give God the time to connect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we're looking at comparison to ourselves, sometimes we do ourselves and God a great injustice by doing this because we're going by the outer appearances. How many of you know the world we live in is not about the outer appearance? Because truly, the heart is what matters the most. So as we're going through, walking through in our situation, our current status, amen, we want God to begin to do a new work in us, refresh us, renew us. And this is why we have to take the time off sometimes and have a one-on-one time. Look at each other's eyes and just look. I mean, you might not even see a whole bunch, but just look. whatever it's going to take in order for you to be happy on the inside of it. So, amen, you know, we want God to do what he desired to do. When God is encouraging you, building you up, he's also sending the right people your way. There's not a mistake. It's not a mistake. He knows what he has in you. He knows who he needs to connect to you to bring forth what's in you. Not everyone has access and should have access to you and who you are in God. Amen. That place is reserved for those who God has intended to be part of that plan. You have to understand that God will spend years making you, building you, strengthening you to prepare you for to prepare you for the outcome, the breakthrough, to break it out. Amen. Some things had to take place in order for those things to happen. So as we are standing on ground, trusting the Lord, let's be mindful and motivated to do everything God has called us to do. We want God's success, but we have to be willing to follow and do what God has us to do. Your Goliath may need you addressing it tonight. You may address your Goliath tonight, but you shall already have the victory by the time you finish already, and even in the morning. We have to understand that God is not, he's not into setting you up for fail. That's not God. There's excellence, greatness in us all. Sometimes it's hard for us to believe because of what we've heard and what we have not heard before. Sometimes it's hard to believe that you are who God says that you are, that you can do all that God says that you can do. You can make it. You can overcome this thing. But we have to be willing to submit under the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. We got to be willing to submit to the promises of God. Yea and amen. We got to know God has not forgotten us. He's waiting to perform his word by signs and wonders following. So be encouraged. Know that no matter what comes your way, God has already prepared you to win. He's already prepared you in one way or another. But success is already in you. So the floor is now open. The number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to speak. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I wanted to make mention, too, as we're preparing, we got to know that, too, God is making room for us to expand and grow. He's always working on us, working through us, you know, even together. We have to be willing servants of the Most High. So be encouraged. Amen. I know some of you might not be in a place that you want to be right now. You may not be doing all that you would love to do right now. And it's okay. Because God is in control, this whole thing. As we allow him to do and move as he pleases, watch and see what he's sending, how he responds. So, amen, amen. So, let's continue to be strong. Let's continue to be faithful to God and his word. Share those things that he's shared with us. Amen. And be blessed. Glory to God. Anyone else at this time, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416 is the number. Amen. And give us press 1 to speak or get a prayer request, whatever you might need from God. Amen. Anyone? Glory to God. All right. Well, praise God. Well, we won't prolong the time, but we just want to encourage you to definitely allow God to do what he has to do, and do not be afraid to keep pressing your way through. You know, sometimes we see some people's situations and, you know, some of our hearts are not the same. So, you know, keeping that in mind from a healthy standpoint, we praise God for the raise, but amen for... But we thank God for the growth, even taking care of ourselves even better. So, praise God. If there's anyone at this time, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to speak. Amen. All right. Well, thank you very much. We just want to bless the Lord for what he's said and done, even through each and every one. Truly, the Lord is in this place, and he desires to do so much more. But amen. We also understand, too, is in chunks or opportunities that God may have us come and deposit. Amen. So we declare and decree that each and every one should go to their final place in God. They should go to that place and embrace it. Amen. In God, and should not be talked out of it or hindered or any kind of mischievousness to happen to take place to cause them to lose their birthright or place from you, Lord God. Thank you for the encouragement, the constant encouraging. Encouragement in Jesus' name. So thank you as just fully submit to your presence, O God. Do what you desire to do in the name of Jesus, O God. Thank you for showing yourself strong in all the earth, not allowing the enemy to come in like a flood. So we thank you, Lord God, for your hand, your touch. Thank you for the freshness of the anointing upon your great people. Thank you. We bless you. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen.